Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. We are having revival on the First Fruits World Library and Praise Conference with the International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Let's go back into that service. I am Ambassador Hagen, and we're here hosting on NPA Live, here live in the studio. Please stand by as we take you to the services.
Books. My God, it didn't make no sense to me. I didn't want to be bothered with them. The Word of God had completely consumed me. That's how I got saved. It was some brothers out there. I was working at the steel mill in Chicago, South Chicago. Them brothers, my God, we'd come down there in the shed. We would plan our day, you know, how we were going to go about this and go about that. One day, praise the Lord, and this brother was a Jehovah's Witness, and I'm not lifting that up because they're confused. But this brother was talking about the Word of the Lord, talking about the rainbow, don't you see, and talking about how there was a covenant that God had made with man, that he wouldn't destroy the water, the earth by water. Listen, I was brought up in holiness. My father was a holiness preacher, but I got so far away that I wasn't reading the Word of God, and that sounded like something different to me. I said, my goodness, is that in the Word of the Lord? I began to read for myself. And when I got that Bible, it didn't have all this concordance. I'm not fighting none of that. But this book didn't have all of that. It was nothing but the Word of God. I began to read it. I began to pray. Well, thank God for Jesus. And I couldn't put that book down. I went all the way from Genesis to Malachi. And when I got through with that, I was convinced. This is the Word of God. Then when I got over to the New Testament and hearing about Jesus and all that Jesus, when I heard about what Jesus did, y'all, when I heard about how he walked the streets, how he healed the sick, how he raised the dead, how he opened blind eyes, ain't nothing like Jesus. Oh, I say ain't nothing like him, saints. He have not changed. I said he have not changed. The Holy Ghost is yet precious as it was when we used to talk about it all the time. We used to say, I'm saved. Hallelujah, Messiah. I'm sanctified. I'm baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and that with a mighty burning fire. We used to talk about him like he was precious, and he is precious. The Bible say, praise God, we have this treasure. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. He called it a treasure, y'all. A treasure. Say, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. He's talking about your body. That's where he resides, saints. He resides in you. Don't you know that the Spirit of God is the greatest thing that could happen to a man? Don't you know that we have God on the inside of us, those that of us, that have made, praise God, a sacrifice? The Chairman Bishop Mason used to say, gather my saints together. Honey, that's why you know, say, gather my saints unto me, those that have made us a covenant with me, watch this, by sacrifice. Then Paul took it up and said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body, watch this, saints, a living sacrifice. What kind of sacrifice? In them old days, they were living up them bulls and heifers and different things. But it was a work certain way they would have, though. They shouldn't be have a spot, none of that. That's the way it should be with us as saints of God today. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body, look, a living sacrifice. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Holy, hallelujah, and acceptable unto God. Don't you think you done some big thing because you live in holy. The Bible said this, it's just your reasonable service. When you consider what God have done for you, when I consider what he have done for me, praise the Lord, gave me this little lady, praise God, I wouldn't trade her for nothing. Hey, Nashaya, bear me. These six boys, y'all, six girls, one of them's an attorney. Boy, I got two of them, the one I'm so glad about, and he saved, incidentally. That one that's an attorney and seeking God for the Holy Ghost, y'all ought to be glad about that. Amen. Then those two daughters of mine. And Ella Johnson, I learned this from you about a prayer line. I have me a prayer line in this house. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. My children are used to coming to me. I used to have it in my home just like my father used to have me. Used to pray, praise God. I'd hear him praying. He said, certainly the Lord rebuke you, you lying wonder. He didn't use railing accusation against him. He just called him sir. But he tell him to come out. Come out, you lying wonder. We got power over the devil, y'all. I said, we got power over him. He ain't got no business up and wild and walking around in your home and having his way. No.
Amen.
I said, no. The Bible says he have given Jesus Christ a name that is highly exalted and says above every name. You hear your Pastor Elder Johnson tell you? When Jesus come in the room, everything is subject to him. I said, everything is subject to him.
Yes, Lord.
All these names we're giving this stuff. He said he's given us. He gave Jesus a name that's above, look, every name. His name is above diabetes. Hiya, Inasha. His name is above cancer. His name is above tuberculosis, whatever them names are. I said, Jesus' name is above all that mess. You just got to give it over to him. You just got to obey the word of God. You got to have a love for the word of God. And see won't he act in your life. Brother Johnson, I thank you for this opportunity. I said, I thank you for this.
Oh.
You didn't have to do this. Call me up yesterday, early in the morning. You know, Elder Johnson got a soothing voice, you know. So I didn't get hot. I didn't get angry. But I had just come out of that. And you know, when you come out of being with God in consecration, praise God, and you begin to come back, a lot of things you haven't been doing, you want to do, like sleeping and eating and different things, you know. But when it was his voice, hey, I did not say, see, I've talked to him. I've been around him. Whenever we talk, we don't talk about nothing but Jesus. That's all we talk about, how to get closer to God so that we have a witness for you all out there. Many of those people in the street never will read the Bible. That's why we have to be those living epistles. Look, saints, read and seen of all men. The world is watching us. Praise God, when people used to get sick, Ella Mason, praise God, was... We'd have them canes and we'd have them walkers and we'd have them wheelchairs and all that stuff right up in the church, letting the people know that God is a healer. He said, I'm the Lord your God. He said, therefore, look, sanctify yourself. Then he said, look, I'm the Lord thy God that healeth you not of some of your diseases, but all of your diseases. God come to heal us. God come to sanctify us. God come to clean us up. All we've got to do is give over to him. I said, give over to him. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the love of God. Thank God for the will of God. You know, Elder Johnson, you told me that I could come over there sometime. You said you want me to come. I'm not coming there with what they call a, for what they call a honorarium. No, I'm not worried about that. See, I'm a street preacher. I get my honorarium from God. God had blessed me with those children. They pay... Might be getting a little personal here. But they're taking care of the mortgage, different thing. And they're respectful. They're loving unto us. Oh, bless his name. I was with that son of mine out in Oakland, California, and I told you all, there's a miracle out there in Oakland, California. It's in the making. I said, there's a miracle out there in the making. Lots of prayers have been going up for me and my companion and my family. And God is in the process of a miracle out there in Oakland. Don't have time to tell you all of what happened out there. But I've got something. I was there with my oldest son, and he's not saved, you know. Treated me just as sweet. Didn't pay nothing for that beautiful house I was in. Hey, man, had meals, had me around there eating cookies and cream, different things. Just enjoying. But then God told me, I'm not just here to be eating and dressed and drink and, you know, resting and whatever it is people talk about vacation. No. God woke me up and said, look, this is what I want you to do. And had me out on the streets of Oakland, California, and I got it right in my hand, what God told me to tell the people. I'm on the corner here now, y'all. Let me show you what God told me to tell them. See, I'm a street preacher. You don't have to have all of these protocols or whatever it is. You just go on out there, and you say what God says. And hear what he told me. First he said, fire is coming. Then he said, Jesus offers free, listen to this now, fire insurance. Offers free fire insurance. I make signs, you know. I had no way, because I use a vinyl machine, didn't I? But there in Oakland, I had nothing but a desire to please God. So I went to the drugstore, got me some poster board. Didn't cost me much, maybe $2, $3 for the whole thing. Got me some markers. But I said, I'm going to do what God gave me to do. Because, you know, he chewed the wise thing. I mean, he chewed the foolish thing to confound the wise, the base thing, the thing which are not. I took that poster board, I made that sign with the ability that God have given me. And right now, one day if I ever come that way, Elder, to your place, I want y'all to see that sign. Because the message have not changed. Come out of your sin, because fire is coming. Come out of your mess, because fire is coming. Just like I told you in the 19th chapter of Genesis, this thing that's going on from state to state, God sees it. He's not happy with it. You get and go to the stores, they're popping up, and I have a discernment for what it is, and I know what it is. I know who they are, and they know who I am, praise God. We have got to speak out against sin. Because when the people were down there in Egypt, remember, they wouldn't leave out. I mean, Pharaoh didn't want to leave out. He asked and said, well, who's going to go? He wanted the children to stay. Come on, y'all. So it is today. He is after our children. Oh, I thank God for the work that you're doing, Ellie Johnson, with the children. And I'm going to add to my historical work that I'm doing, in those classes that I'm teaching, I'm going to add a children's work to that, because the children in those days had a work they were doing. They called it children's church. And listen, those children were going forth in the dance just like the older people. And that comes from your Bible. He said, old and young shall go forth together in the dance. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Jesus have not changed. I said, Jesus have not changed. And I have a daughter. They let her speak last night. And I hope that God will keep her where she is, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. They had her to speak with the inspirational. And that child, she's sure enough, as I see it, filled with the Holy Ghost. I got another daughter out there in California. I think I read the card for you all. She's filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm praying that my son, I'm praying that all of my 12 children, look, get saved, get sanctified, get filled with the Holy Ghost, and are not accepting no mess. Not accepting no confusion, not getting up under some man that's not truly saved, that's not truly sanctified, that's not filled with the Holy Ghost. All our preachers, praise God, they sit back as though they don't have no reason, as though they don't have no right, as though they don't have no calling to get up and let the people know that they are saved, that they are sanctified, that they are filled with the Holy Ghost. No, we need to stop this business of taking everything for granted. The preacher used to go up there and get on their knees, praise God, before they did anything. Humble themselves before God and ask God to give them what to do. Give them what to say. Time is running out, saints. I do thank God for this time that brother has given me. I don't know what it is now or how much I have left. But here's what I think God could do for us. We can think about this. God could make this line, because not a lot of overhead with this, if I make no mistake. God could give brother 2 hours. Thank you, Jesus. It's something to think about. It's something to think about. The saints of God are coming together. Revival is coming. Understand me now. Revival is coming. God is raising up young men that want to live holy, that's willing to live holy. And the Bible says, broad, look, is the way. Wide is the gate that lead unto destruction. And say, many there be that go in there, but say, narrow the way. Say, straight is the gate that lead where unto life. And say, few there be that find it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time is running out. If I leave no other thought with you this morning, I want you to understand that at the conclusion of my speaking to you, you could go on into judgment. The Bible said we must all appear, praise God, before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the thing that we've done in the body, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Don't you know God is looking at you? I said God is lifting to you. The eyes and ears of God is in some places. No, it's in every place. And he's beholding the good and evil. Make no mistake about it. God had put it in the heart of this man to have this line. He's here every morning. I thank God for him. Never sound like he's tired. No, because God has given this work to him. We need to get behind this work. We need to pray for the man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God. Thank you, God, for the wholeness of Jesus Christ. He gave his life. He sanctified himself that we might be sanctified. Well, bless the name of the Lord. Pray for me, saints. Pray for me. I'm not ashamed to say pray for me. I said I want y'all to pray for me that because, listen, I don't know what's out on them streets. Hey, I don't know what's out there. But David said, yo, lo, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because thou art with me. Said your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I done been out there, praise God. I done have them come up to me, tell me what they were going to do to me. But God came there in that very moment. One time out in California, man coming up to me with a knife. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know what he was going to do. But before he got there to do what he was going to do, his son came in and stopped him. Inanasaya, this God. I said, this God is with us if we with him is with him. He said, if you draw nigh unto me, watch this, I'll draw nigh unto you. But if you forsake me, I'll forsake you. And these women folk that's going out preaching different things they're doing, that's because these men, oh, y'all are not lacking me. That's because these men are not taking their rightful place. And these women, praise God, he said he's going to have somebody to glorify and magnify him if the stones, if you read your Bible many times, the female is compared to the stone. So men, that's the reason why I like this brother you have on here. I haven't heard him for a while. I'd like to meet him. But he was desiring that more men come to this life. That's what we need. The men need to come to this line. The men need to come to the end of their ways, the end of themselves. They need to come to this line and let us pray for you. Well, thank God for Jesus. There's power on this line. There's power in the preacher's prayer. Well, bless the name of the Lord. I believe that man's living holy before God. And there are so many saints that need to be praying for that man, praying for me. Praying for the true saints of God. Praying for the world, praise God. Time is running out, saints. Thank you so much, Elder, for this time. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Didn't know I was going to be able to do this. You know, one time Paul was preaching, he preached so that a man up in the loft up there fell down, went to sleep, you know. I hope none of y'all ain't going to sleep on me this morning. But I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the way of holiness. God brought me to this city, didn't have nothing but a bunch of children and a van. Red van. Stopped over there at Elder Henderson. He done gone on to be with the Lord now. Yes. But we went there, found me at work with the public storage, painted signs for those people, made signs for them. Now God have blessed us. Amen. We were staying there with Mother Norwood over there on 30-something Wabash. Didn't have much of anything. But like David said, I'm old. I once was young, now I'm old. Said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And I can say the very same thing. God have kept me holy. God have kept me prosperous. What I call prosperous, praise the Lord, I have food on the table, raiment on my back, place to stay. God did it all. That's the reason why I say what I have, God gave me. Who I am, God made me. In our Messiah, ain't nothing like Jesus, saints. Let's keep praying. Let's pray and ask God to give us revival. I'm talking about real revival. And when you fast, remember this. Look at the 58th chapter of Isaiah. There is a fast that God have chosen. Mm-hmm. Come on. There is a fast that God have chosen. Ask God for whatever amount of time you give him. ask him for a chosen fast. Because he will take you through that, and it'll be just as though you have never stopped eating, stopped drinking, or whatever it is. God can take you through that if he has chosen that fast and you have not chosen it.
Amen.
To lift up your voice.
Amen.
You see, and smite with the rod of wickedness. No, that's not what it's for. You need to have love in your heart. He said, you know my disciple. Look, by the love that they have for one another. Elder Johnson, I sure thank you for the time.
And we praise God for you. That's Pastor, amen, Coates, Pastor Richard Coates. And we just praise God. You know, anytime you're preaching holiness, that's all right. Amen. I want to give y'all a variety of people who are preaching on this line. And what a wonderful, wonderful word, Elder Coates. My God, Elder Richard Coates.
Amen.
Amen. Preach holiness to us this morning. Anytime you have anybody preaching holiness, it's all right. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. I want you to give your address, Elder Coates, so people have a opportunity to give to you if they want to send you anything. I want you to make it available. What is your address?
Well, if you're talking about my house address,
yeah,
it's 8400.
Uh-huh.
East 105th Terrace.
East 100.
And that's Kansas City, Missouri. 64134. And certainly I appreciate you saying that. But God is good.
Yes,
I said, God is good.
Amen.
Yes.
And by Elder Johnson to see you. And I hope I have the same opportunity because I like to hear the saints say amen.
Amen.
I like to hear the saints say praise the Lord. I like to look over there and see your mother sitting there with that warm smile, you know. So I'm going to come by one day. I want you to bid me come, but I might have to come by. And if I could get as much time as you gave me today, and even more so, that would be a blessing. Praise the Lord.
Give me your address one more time, 5400 East 105th Terrace, is that right?
No, sir, that's 8400.
84,
East.
Thank you so much. 8400
East
105th Terrace, Kansas City, Missouri, 64134. God bless
yes, sir.
You. Amen. I want to give the people an opportunity as they're shaking the preacher's hand after he's preached the message. You have the opportunity to encourage. Everybody needs to be encouraged. No matter who you are, I don't care how big you are, everybody needs to be encouraged. If you want to encourage Elder Coates, the line is open to you. Anybody? Want
God
to
bless
one of
you, Elder Coates, Ambassador Pfeiffer here. We truly enjoyed that word, talking about holiness. We know it takes holiness in nowadays. And God bless you to deliver that word to our hearts. And thank you for opening it up and even sharing some of your personal experiences with us concerning the word of God and how God has worked with you. And also the part about being on the streets. That's a deliverance ministry that God has given you, an outreach deliverance ministry, where the people feel that they are too good to be on the streets telling the people about the goodness of God because they are ashamed. But we thank God for you, and we will continue to pray for you, and thank you once again.
Thank you. All right, anybody else? That's Ambassador.
Brother Johnson from Kansas City. God bless you, Doctor. I enjoyed that word this morning. I am with you from the beginning to the end, and I enjoyed every bit of it. God is in the blessing business, and I tell you, it's either sanctified and holy, or you're not going to make it. Now, I told you, you brought a sanctified, holy message, and I really enjoy it. It's going to take a clean life to all praise the Lord, to stand before the Lord and hear him say, come on in. Now, you've done a good work. God is in the blessing business, and you've done a good work this morning. I enjoyed every bit of it. God bless you. God bless you.
Bless you. Anyone else?
God bless you, Elder Coates. This is Sister Gina, and I truly enjoyed that word this morning. I was trying to get dressed to get out of here for work, but I had to run back a couple of times. I enjoyed it. Rich, 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 and can hardly wait to see you at Amazing Grace again. God bless you.
Wonderful. That's Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges. All right, anyone else?
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning to the saints of God, Ambassador Johnson. Amen. All the staff this morning, to Elder Coates. Amen. I know you in the spirit. Praise the Lord. And I know that is truly the word of God. I thank God for holiness. That's what I came up on, and that's what I'm going to live by. And you truly are anointed man of God to break the yokes. Amen. And to teach us on holiness and to remind us that we are a holy people of God. May the Lord bless you, encourage you, and strengthen you. And the word did get out. God bless you is my prayer.
I bless you. That's Ambassador Patricia Stern, and she's on her way to, I believe, Detroit. Kira Sheard, having a youth convention, and she's over the prayer, early morning prayer. God bless you. Anybody else?
God bless you. Elder Coates, I really enjoyed every minute of it. Thank God, thank God, thank God.
Identify yourself. Who is this now?
Mother Digby.
Mother Digby. All right. God bless you, Mother Digby. All right, anyone else want to shake his hand and tell him to be encouraged? Anybody else?
God bless you.
Hey,
Pastor William from Georgia. Praise
the Lord.
Can you talk about it? Was preaching
about
all the men right there. That's Pastor William from Georgia. Pastor Williams, I want you to bring the word on Thursday, if you would, on Thursday, if you can.
God bless you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. Who else? That's Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. Go ahead, Mother.
I really enjoyed that, and just keep preaching the word. Just keep doing what God would have you to do, and you have a blessed day.
Amen. Pastor Coates, I saw it in the vision here that, you know, there are people all over the world listening to you this morning, and that was their church. Some of them, their church for the week, their church for the day. But you preach holiness to them, and they needed to hear that. Amen. All in Africa and Asia. And all in Jerusalem and all in England and everywhere. Amen. Thank God. He said holiness of hell. Amen. Thank God for you. All right, anyone else?
Mr. Johnson.
Uh-huh.
God bless you. I just wanted to make a correction here. You have Pastor Williams down for Monday.
All right. Thank you so much.
And you have
all right, we'll abide by that. Amen. I want to say to you all that tomorrow, Ambassador-elect Prophetess Stith from Arkansas, she will be bringing our message on tomorrow for the revival. And I want to just say to y'all, expect the Lord to move in a great way. We're getting a variety. We started out with Mother Johnson. Oh, what a word. And then today, Pastor Coates, what a word. God bless you. And then tomorrow, amen, that great, great woman of God, Ambassador-elect Prophetess Gail Stith from Arkansas. God bless her. So don't forget that tonight at 7 o'clock, the youth will have...